Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The health service in the UK has found some success in recent months in getting men with obesity to lose weight. And they did it by paying them up to £400 sterling. It was a trial that they launched through the NHS, and they found that men were more likely to lose weight if they were motivated by a cash prize. And a lot of the experts there hope that the scheme will eventually kind of pay for itself through savings on treatment for weight-related illnesses further down the line. So it begs the question, should we look at something like that in Ireland? Professor Donal O'Shea is the HSE's clinical lead for obesity. Donal, thanks for joining us here in Lunchtime Live. Would something like this work in Ireland?
I think the international literature over the last 30 decades is speckled with studies like this that show if you incentivize in a cash way a behavior change, that you get a bit of a better result than if the person isn't incentivized in cash terms. But it's not a long-term solution. And we now recognize that obesity is a chronic and relapsing disease, so that individuals who lose significant weight will tend almost 90% inevitably to regain that weight. So it's really a study that is a little old-fashioned and doesn't recognise the complexity of obesity. I would not be pushing for it to be something that we would look at in Ireland.
So don't bother with the financial or the rewards that are motivated purely by finance. I think it's been dubbed in the UK at the moment the Game of Stones.
Yeah, it has, and that doesn't help the whole obesity argument. It's a tired, jaded study. I mean, we do need to keep looking at how we can influence behaviour change. We know that financial incentives can be a part of that, but they're not the answer to a chronic relapsing disease. You can't pay someone to make their asthma better, pay someone to make their epilepsy better. You cannot pay somebody to make their obesity better. So this study is in that kind of category for me. It's oversimplistic. It's the patient's own money that they put in deposit. So it's almost reverse. They're avoiding losing weight to avoid losing money of their own. So the people that were enrolled into this had to put up the money up front as a deposit. So it pre-selected a group who could afford to take part. So there's a lot about this study that I don't like, and that I will be looking not to see replicated within the HSE system.
The study was presented at the European Congress on obesity, and I think one of the things that kind of struck me yesterday, Donal, when I first heard about this, was that, you know, the idea of motivating people by money, it nearly implies that there isn't already a motivation there. It's as though nearly, you know, the subheading for me was a little bit like, it's as though you haven't tried to lose weight.
Absolutely. It's putting body weight into willpower and choice. So if you could choose to be thin and you were living with obesity, you would be thin. It's not like that. We understand that better now. I think studies like this that are carried out need to be discussed so that we continue to have the debate about what is it that makes a difference to people. So I think if you're going to incentivize the less well-off sections of society who have difficulty accessing maybe the healthier food choices to have access and easier and cheaper access to healthier foods. So change the environment, use your finance to change the environment for the overall population. Do not use your finance to encourage people to lose weight. That's just those two ends. It's a bit like your thinking, but my thinking is the same.
Stay with us, Donal, if you don't mind, for a few minutes, because I have a couple of other callers here and listeners who want to get in touch and share their stories. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number. Bernadette is with us on the line today. Bernadette, like, it's essentially paying people who have obesity to try and lose weight. Do you think it's a good idea?
Absolutely not. I agree with Professor Donal on everything he said, to be honest. And the other issue that I would worry about is that it might cause even more disordered eating coming up to that 3-month period when the first 50 pounds becomes involved. You know, because there's so much stigma out there about this disease, and so many people still believe that it is kind of personal choice, which, as Professor Donald pointed out, it isn't. The other side of that is, because it's not that choice, this is where, when you attend other things like slimming clubs or whatever, which, you know, they can work very well for people with overweight, as opposed to the disease of obesity, which kind of, you know, is a whole different ballgame. Mm. But because of that stigma, when you're going back to attend anything like this, there is that rush maybe to kind of do something to kind of get some weight down, and it can make somebody, you know, stop eating ridiculously, do other things like that to do it quickly. And the other side is, as Professor Dolan said, there's the whole regain thing. This study was for a year, but obesity is far longer than a year. It's a lifetime, and there is no cure.
So you just think it's just absolutely, leave this as a trial that they're running in the UK and don't operate something like this in Ireland?
Well, actually, I'd be more worried about the fact that it just adds to the stigma behind this whole disease, you know? And that's why, kind of, when these things come along, it's very shocking. It really is, because there's enough out there with this disease, kind of, where people are kind of telling everybody, do this, do that, and, you know, you lose weight. It isn't that simple. And these things just reinforce that stigma, you know.
What about you, Ashley? Ashley's with us on the line as well, Bernadette. Do you agree with Bernadette, Ashley, or do you think maybe this is a sort of a trial or some sort of a motivation or programme that we should look at in Ireland?
Absolutely, 100% agree. No way, we should not roll this out. Like, there's several things at play here. Like Professor Donald just said, obesity is, it's not a choice. When you're suffering with obesity, you're suffering from a chronic medical condition that requires treatment in some people. And to roll out an incentive where you're paying people to try and lose weight, in hindsight, yeah, it might sound good for some people, but it's the long term. You have to look at the long term picture here, and it's not good, because you are, like Bernadette was saying, you could be encouraging disordered eating. There's an article that I read yesterday about this, and one of the things that said was the GPs were sending text messages to patients that were in this scheme, and they were telling them to make sure they keep out of the kebab shop. That's a red flag number one, because you're encouraging them to, you know, not eat certain things. Like, speaking from experience, I'm someone who suffered obesity for the last 15 years, and I finally lost the weight. I lost 12 stone in the last 2 years, and I learned so much on my journey about losing weight. But I think what people need to do is they need to want to lose weight to be happy and healthier versions of themselves, rather than do it for money. Because if they're going to do it for money and they're going to get money at the end of it, what's to say they're not just going to go back into old eating habits and put all the weight back on afterwards? People need to kind of learn the nutrition side and the kind of science side of weight loss in order to stick to it and improve their relationship with food. So I really don't think this is a good idea, and I really hope it's not rolled out here.
It was actually, I should say, I know I've referred to the NHS. The trial involved men in Bristol, Glasgow, and also actually in Belfast in Northern Ireland. And they were trialed as part of this. I think it was 585 men that took part in the ongoing trial. But even, Ashley, in your own personal capacity and speaking as somebody who has had a very personal journey, you know, with this.
Yeah.
Do you think this could, in your view, does it nearly add to the stigma?
It could, yeah. I think it could cause more problems than it's going to treat. And there's so many people, like, you know, my side of the weight loss journey, I shared it all over social media. My side of the weight loss journey was weight loss medication related. But it wasn't just weight loss medication. I put in all the work in the background. I learned about nutrition. I learned about working out and weightlifting, running, walking. I think people need to see the bigger picture. And when they're looking at a survey or they're looking at something like this that's been done, it's an incentive, yeah, but it's not a long-term solution to a problem. Ireland has an obesity epidemic and there's so many people out there suffering. And if we were to roll something out like this, I just think it's going to cause more problems than it's going to solve, to be honest.
Do you think, Donal, do we look too often for that kind of quick fix solution?
The quick fix solution is still kind of, it's everybody's want for any condition, to be honest, but it doesn't exist for obesity. This conversation feels like I've been in this area, working in this area since the early 90s, and I feel like I've been brought back to 1996 and I'm having a conversation that I was having back then about, is this a good idea or not? The field has moved beyond that to understanding obesity as a complex condition. Ashley's point around medication helps. We know from all the studies that are done that medication helps and works best when you are addressing the nutrition side of things, the activity side of things, and with commitment to all three areas. It doesn't work on its own. And that's where the field has moved to a better understanding. And with that understanding, increasing access to treatments and a recognition that the quick fix isn't a fix, and certainly a recognition that the motivation, I think, has to be very, really internal. That change has to come from within if it's to be sustainable, which is why I'm still struggling with the fact that we're having this discussion in 2024.
I appreciate that, Donal, but I suppose like your counterparts in Northern Ireland and the UK, they've only recently, like this is a recent publication. That's why we're talking about it today.
Look, this is presented in Venice this week, the HSE obesity programme is in Venice attending the conference. I'm not there myself, but it's almost like it's a study that was approved in the 90s that finally got done in the 2020s. Because if this were to come to an ethics committee in our hospital, we would say this has the potential, this is oversimplification of a complex condition that has the potential to increase the stigma associated with
the
disease.
Well, I was just about to ask you, why do you think the trial was even run in the first place? You know, given what we know now around the knowledge and the information that we have, and even I think how society sort of views obesity through a different lens than it might have done a decade ago. Why run the trial at all?
You know, and that's why I said you don't pay people to have less seizures. You don't pay people to have less asthma attacks. You wouldn't countenance it for a second. So I would not, if this had come before our ethics committee in Dublin, I would have been saying a false foundation with the potential to cause further stigmatization. Do you need to go through this process of discussion to fully and finally destigmatize obesity, like epilepsy is destigmatized, like peptic ulcer disease is destigmatized, like HIV is destigmatized? Maybe it's a necessary part of the conversation, but I hope it's the agonal stage of that conversation about obesity as simply, here you are, here's a bit of money, lose a bit of weight.
Joanne is on the line as well, Donal. Joanne, you've been listening to Donal and Ashley and Bernadette. What's your story?
Well, my story is I'm a long time obese, and I was delighted when a drug called Saxenda came on the market, and I thought I fit all the criteria. Started paying for it myself. It's an incredibly expensive medication. But it works a treat for my chronic illness, which Professor O'Shea described obesity as. Now, I am in a position I can afford to pay for it, but when the drug payment scheme came about and the criteria for being refunded it, sure, there was no reference to anything except medical conditions that went along with obesity. So I qualified as being a large BMI, high BMI, cholesterol issues, high blood pressure issues. But lo and behold, because I wasn't pre-diabetic, I had to continue paying for it myself. No reference to a chronic illness was referred to. So while I'm not being incentivized to win back my own money, it's financially a struggle for me to pay for a medication that is helping me. And a diabetic doesn't pay for their medication, and an asthmatic doesn't. And not one reference in the new guidelines to treating obesity in Ireland gave any reference to the psychological and chronic illness that obesity is.
Donal, do you want to respond?
Well, you know, with my HSE clinical lead hat on, we fought very hard to get limited availability for Saxenda for a group of individuals that are in exactly the category that Joanne said. And we want it to be wider. We want access to be, you know, far wider for people so that they're not limited. I think so. This is a first step, and Ireland is ahead of many countries in the world in reimbursing or getting access for any group. Our next step as a program is to try and get wider access, not just for adults, but also, you know, these drugs have been studied in children and adolescents in the age of 12 up. And there's very good evidence from the same Congress in Venice that we need to treat childhood obesity way more aggressively than we have been. Don't wait for them to grow into adults who have obesity and who have type 2 diabetes and sleep apnea and heart disease. It makes absolute sense. You get in and you start treatment early. And that applies to any long-term disease. You don't wait for the problems to happen. So I think Joanne's situation is unfortunate. And I think the fact that she's responded is to the treatment is really good. But in time, that treatment will be available to people like Joanne. What we don't know is that's going to be in the next 2 or 3 years or the next 5 or 10 years. And some of that depends on drugs coming off patent, which is going to happen soon. And then generics are available and much cheaper. And then it comes down to also the Department of Finance saying, actually, when these individuals lose weight, they get less heart attacks, they get less strokes, they're working for a longer number of years, and they're not getting increasing health problems and then, you know, feeding the trolley problem.
Paul Byrne is with us as well on the line. Paul is the director of Body Burn Training. Paul, you've been listening to the discussion over the past couple of minutes. What's your thoughts?
Hi, Andrea. I would agree with what everybody is saying there, because it all makes very sense. But one thing about it is, I think that nobody's saying is I can't see this coming in here whatsoever, because like the costs of it would be amazing. Like 23% of the population are obese, and then you've 37%. Are overweight, and the overweight people be saying, why can't I get the money as well? But like the things that they should be looking at, like the only things proven to combat obesity, like sustainability, is exercise and nutrition. And like for some people, a lot of people I've worked with that have been obese and they've lost weight and they're still years later keeping it off, but they're paying money for a trainer, they're paying money for nutritionists. It's a massive cost. And if the government came in and brought something like a tax incentive for doing exercise, nutrition, things like that, they pay less actually in medical costs down the road.
That was one of the points, just finally, Donal, I think, that they did make in the scheme, that, you know, I think aside from, I suppose, the headline element to it, was that they sort of hoped it would nearly pay for itself through savings on treating weight-related illnesses further down the line. But you're confident something like this won't come in Ireland?
I think any intervention that reduces obesity levels in a sustainable way is going to pay for itself in health saving, for sure. The issue is that this study doesn't show you a pathway to doing that. This study shows you another short-term solution, and you know, incentivizing and giving tax relief on things like access to physical activity, that's a different type of incentive. That encourages you to engage with the physical activity and puts the physical activity as the top of the tree, or incentivizing healthy nutrition. They're incentivizing positive actions around your lifestyle, which is really important for the prevention of weight gain and helps with some degree of weight loss. Mm. For people with severe and complex obesity, and that's, 23% of people have obesity, not all severe and complex, but severe and complex obesity, eat less, move more, is not the treatment. It needs to be a part of their overall approach to life.
It's more
and
complex
then the treatment
than that.
Happens.
Professor Donal O'Shea, who's the HSE's clinical lead for obesity, also Bernadette, Paul Byrne there from Bodyburn Training, Ashley and Joanne as well. Thank you for getting in touch with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.